الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال تعالى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله لم يهب وتمنى على الله الأماني وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept our success only in deen, our happiness in deen, our pleasure in deen, our contentment in deen. Allah hasn't kept it in anything else. If a person looks for contentment, happiness, itminan, tasalli, pleasure, in anything other than deen, at the expense of deen, please, don't say Maulana said like this, that you cannot go and swim, and Maulana said you cannot go to the beach, and Maulana said you cannot go for a holiday. No, no, at the expense of deen. If a person looks for pleasure, in anything of the dunya, at the expense of deen, then my respected friends, there is failure for him, there is no success for him. Your dunya can also, our dunya can also become deen. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh, my former Shaykh, presently Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, is my Shaykh. Hazrat used to say, koi bhi halal cheez aisi nahi hai jo main chhod deta hu. Jo cheez halal ho, main karta hu. If it's possible, then he indulges in that. But haram, or aisi cheez jisse, such a thing which makes a person a ghafil, an unmindful, full of his deen, then that is failure for him. At the expense of his salah, his zikr, his tilawat of the Holy Quran, his religious duties, that is no good. So, my respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala has kept our success only in deen and in Islam. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely and wholly. Then there is success in that. Allah Ta'ala says, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun. People are looking for what? For pleasure, for happiness, for success, for itminan of the qalb. Allah says, if we ask Allah, where is that to be found? It's found in deen. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. Whoever does good deeds, whether he's a male or a female, provided that he's a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We'll give a wonderful life, happy life, enjoyable life, contentment of heart, contentment of mind. People suffer from a lot of different spiritual diseases, mental diseases, emotional diseases. The solution to all those problems lies in deen. In deen. And when we adapt deen, when we embrace deen and every aspect of deen, then it's success for us in the world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم. This is great triumph to obey Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, whoever does any good deed, whether he is a male or a female, provided he is a Muslim and is a mu'min, then Allah ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ, we'll give him a wonderful life. Any difficulty that a person finds himself in, through deen, he can extricate himself, he can come out from that difficulty. Through deen. On the other hand, if we become ghafil and we turn away from the dhikr of Allah, from the remembrance of Allah, from namaz, from roza, from zakat, live a life like how the animals live life, their lives. Or live a life like the lives that are led by a non-Muslim, a mushrik. Then my respected friends, Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, very clearly, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. For him is a difficult life. And not only here, in the akhirat, in the qabr, and then when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise him on the day of Qiyamah, he will raise him as a blind person, and then he will complain to Allah, Allah, I was seeing in the dunya, why have you raised me as a blind person? Allah says, you forgot us, so we have forgotten you. When a person forgets Allah in the dunya, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ, don't be like those people who forget Allah. Allah makes them forget themselves also in the dunya. Your person's salah is not right, or he's no salah in his life. My respect to him, the matters and his issues and his life of the dunya also is not correct. One person was giving him, one of his murids was giving him a glass of water, so the water slipped from his hand or something like that. That buzur said, bhai, tumhari namaz abhi sahi nahi hui. So your person's namaz is correct, his deen is correct, everything in his life is correct. In his business life, in his house, in everything, it is correct. So, my respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala has not, and remember another thing, akhirat ke andar to hai hi kamyabi, qabr ke andar to hai hi kamyabi. If a person loves his life according to the teachings of the Quran, and according to the sunnah and teachings of our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in qabr there is for him kamyabi, akhirat there is kamyabi, on the day of qiyamah there is kamyabi, there is success for him, jannat he will go. But long before that, while we are living in the dunya, Allah gives us a wonderful life. One buzurg says, ki jisne dunya ke andar jannat ka maza nahi chakha, if he hasn't tasted the enjoyment of jannat in the dunya, that person most probably will not even enjoy jannat, the haqiqi jannat, the real jannat in the akhirat. So, if we want happiness, we need to live our lives according to the teachings of the Quran and our teachings of our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring namaz into our lives, zikr into our lives. A person can buy all the things of this world that can give him comfort, but to actually feel that comfort and experience that comfort is not in our hands, is not in the things of the dunya. That comes from Allah. A person can buy the most beautiful bed, most comfortable bed, the most comfortable sofa, but itminan, happiness, that comes from Allah. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatmainul qulub. Only through the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the hearts can find enjoyment and can find peace and contentment. My respected friends, when a person passes away and he had deen in his life, when he goes into the qabr, there is protection for him in the qabr also. There is protection for him in the dunya also. When a person is on deen, read Ayatul Kursi is deen, protection for him. Read your Fajr Salah, there is protection. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man sallah salat subhi fawa fi zimmatillah. In these days, when there is so much turmoil and unrest, and there is xenophobic attacks everywhere, and there is so much rumors going around, a Muslim does not get frightened. A person who has iman doesn't get frightened. While he takes his precaution and everything, he also resorts to Allah, he makes dua to Allah, he reads Ayatul Kursi, he reads the three kul, takfika min kulli shay, after Fajr, after Maghrib, he reads the three quls, kul wallahu, kul a'udhu bi rafil, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. What is there to fear? Nothing to fear. A mu'min doesn't fear. A mu'min never fears. And when the person finds himself in difficulty, in some situation when he cannot come out with the authorities, whatever, and he wants to come out of it, But Sharia has shown us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ adopt taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him. And not only that, together with that bonus, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْتِزِ. Allah will give him risk from unknown sources. مَنْ لَزِمَ الدِّينِ. Bring deen into our lives. This is what I'm saying. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Person who holds fast onto istighfar. That's why our Buzurgani Deen, our elders tell us, by istighfar, rozana 100 times. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar 100 times. La ilaha illallah 100 times. Allah 100 times. Durood Sharif 100 times. For our benefit. Allah Ta'ala doesn't get any benefit. Allah Ta'ala doesn't gain anything by we doing these things. It's for our own benefit. So whoever holds fast onto istighfar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take him out from any difficult situation that he finds himself, any desperate situation that he finds himself in. There are sometimes situations that come in the life of a person when nobody can help him. Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make istighfar. If you make istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will take you. Tubu ilallahi jami'an. Make tawbah, oh people of the mu'mineen, all of you together. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you can be successful. So this is what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that any person who holds fast onto istighfar, Allah will take him out of his difficulties, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove his grief, his sorrow, his anxiety, his worry, his concerns. And Allah will give him bonus. Allah will give him rozi from unknown sources. Look at Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran is there for you and me, my brothers, not to just recite it. Yes, recitation is a very great thing, but we must understand what Allah is telling us, what Allah is telling me. Every person must say, what is Allah speaking? What is Allah? This Quran is for me. It is not only for the ulama, it is not only for the intellectual, it is not only for the person who is a mahir in nahwa and surf and in other funoon sciences. No, the Quran is such, it is a means of hidayat for the most intelligent person and the person with an ordinary IQ, understanding. If he can understand, and he's got just an ordinary IQ, and understanding, intellect, then that person can also understand the Quran. We need to recite the Quran and see what is Allah telling me. We only make the tilawat of the Quran, which is a very great thing, but we also open up the Quran, the translation. Don't go into the tafsir. It's not mine and your work. It is not everybody's work. It is the work of the ulama. Recite, it is there. Quran is not there for person will not only understand the Quran if he goes into the tafsir, understand the meaning, the big meaning of what Allah Tabaraka, the meaning that comes into the mind easily. Maybe a person will not understand 100% of the Quran, but he will understand 50% of the Quran, 25% of the Quran, what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells us, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in one ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, وَلَعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam of asr, time. That a man is in loss. He is a failure. Except if he's got these qualities. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Person who's got iman. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And he does good deeds, good a'mal. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they encourage one another to do good. And they encourage one another to make sabr, to bear, to forbear, to make sabr on difficulties. So, my respected friends, as I was mentioning, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept our success in deen. When a person dies and he goes into the qabr, there, you know, everybody believes, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, munkar nakir come to us. If he's a pious person and he's put into the qabr, look at the success Allah gives him in the qabr. Look at the success that Allah Ta'ala gives him on the day of Qiyamah, in Hashar, Maidani Hashar. Success thereafter. In the qabr, when he's put into the qabr, it is mentioned that namaz takes its position by his headside as one who would look after him like a guard, like a security. And
His sadaqah that he gives, zakat that he gives, takes its position as a guard on his right hand side. Roza, saum takes its position on a left hand side. We are frightened sometimes we sit and think, but how will it be when they will put us into the qabr? But he has the same guard. And good akhlaq, kindness towards one and all, kindness towards one's parents, kindness towards one's relatives, kindness towards the yatims, kindness towards the poor, kindness towards one's neighbors that are related to you, to one, kindness towards those relatives, those neighbors that are not related. Come kindness towards those people with whom we come into contact every day in our workplace or in our place where we are teaching perhaps, or with our satis when we are traveling with them. And kindness towards those people that are travelers, the wayfarers. And kindness towards those people that are working for us, our domestics, the people that are working with us in our shops. All that will come when a person is put into the grave. All that will assume the form of a person who would look after him from his leg side, from his feet side. And then come this Munkar and Nakir. When Munkar and Nakir come and they want to approach him from the head side, what does the Salah say? Salah say, no, bhai, dur rahe, wahan se, jo puchna hai, wahan se pucho, kareeb mat aana, don't come near, bhai. When he wants to come on the right hand side, sadaqah, zakat stops them from coming there. From the left hand side, saum stops them. From the leg side, good amal, good akhlaq, kindness, all that will take the form of a guard will stop them. And then they will stop. They will say, alright, we want to ask, we will make him sit. They make him sit. When he sits, then it would seem to him as if the sun is setting and the time for Asr Salah is going. Who will be given this honor? This great honor will be given to that person who will be steadfast on deen and who used to be worried about his namaz and who used to be particular about his namaz, conscientious about his salah, and it would seem to him as if the sun is setting. And then he will say, wait, I want to read my asr namaz. They say, no, wait. We have some work with you. First, you've got to entertain us and allow us to question you. So, alright, what question do you want to ask? And then they ask him about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is this man that was sent? This is according to different rivayats, different hadith. Who is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sent to us. I believed in him. I accepted him. And he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they will say that this man has spoken the truth. Now look at that. What will happen after that? A door of Jahannam will be open. People say, no, Jahannam will be open. And it will be shown Jahannam, and it will be shown. Had you not answered that question correctly, that would have been your abode. That door will be closed, and another window will be open of Jannah. And they will say, that is your abode, that's where you are going to go. And if it's a person that has no iman, that person will not be able to answer. And that person, the Jannah, look at what regret that person will go through. The door or the window of Jannah will be open, and he will be told that if you had answered the question correctly, that would have been your abode. And then the door is closed, and then the door of Jahannam is open, from which the heat and the loo and the hot wind would be reaching him. Ji brothers. So this is the success in the Akhirat. Success on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be worried about themselves. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Person will see his brother and he'll run away. He'll see his mother, he'll run away. He'll see his sister and he'll run away. He'll see his father, he'll run away. He'll see his son, he'll run away. On that day, when people will be running this way and that way, lest somebody asked me for one thawab, then what will happen? On that day, when the sun will be just above our heads, on that day there will be certain people, seven people in one hadith, and according to the different hadith, there are much more than seven persons. What will happen? On that day, when people will be thirsty, the sun will be just above the heads of the people, and people will be drowning in their own sweat, in their own perspiration, depending on how much sins every person has committed. Then what will happen? On that day, he will get a place in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that day there will be no other shade besides the shade that will be given off by the arsh. So Allah ta'ala gives you also that honor, and Allah gives me also that honor to be in the shade of Allah ta'ala's arsh. So, my respected friends, how all these things can come into our lives so that we can be successful in the dunya also, we can be happy also in the dunya, we can live a joyful life here in the dunya, a life of contentment here in the dunya. This will happen when deen comes into us. Many people, their relationship with their families, with their spouses, with their wives, strained. And yet, if we follow deen and the teachings of our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can improve. There can be such love between wife and husband, even if they are 70, 80 years old, that it is as though they got married on that day, that very day. There was a person by the name of Gabru Chacha. He was a very pious man. Every day in the night before he used to go to bed, he used to make it his duty to give one sweet, to put one sweet in the mouth of his wife, even in his old age. And so Allah Ta'ala has shown us, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us what to do so that the ta'alluq, the relationship between wife and husband can be very good. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, eat in one plate, muhabbat will come. We have been shown, take the luqma, take one morsel, put it in my wife's mouth. Allah Ta'ala will bring about love between wife and husband. Read the sunnah of Fajr Salah at home. Allah Ta'ala, and then go for and make your Faraz Namaz in a masjid. Allah will bring love between husband and wife. There are so many things. When deen will come into us, then the deen teaches us also that we know, ordinarily we know, that to speak a lie is not jais, it is haram. But to speak a lie between husband and wife, when they speak a lie, just to bring the two together, it is not only jais, it is sawab. The person, the husband comments the wife, "Oh, tu kitni rupari lage jo, how beautiful you are, man. See how nice you are dressing. This dress suits you, mashallah." Person is eating with his wife, there's a little bit extra salt. Don't tell her there's extra salt. Keep quiet. The food is spoiled. Say, "No, it's very nice, very tasty. How nice you've cooked." One person saw another person in his dream who passed away. Said, "What did Allah Ta'ala do? Did Allah Ta'ala forgive me? On what account? Why did Allah forgive you?" Said, "One day I was sitting and eating with my wife and there was an extra salt and I said, no, this is Allah Ta'ala's bandi. She can also make mistakes. So I'm not going to tell her anything. I'm not going to make any comment. And because of my remaining silent and overlooking that fault of hers, Allah Ta'ala forgave me." Because of that small amal a person does, and that becomes a means of Allah Ta'ala forgiving a person. So my respected brothers, how will all these things come into our lives? It will only come into our lives if we go and stay and spend time in the company of our ulama, our buzurgani deen, our mashayikh. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mahol of the masjid. In the mahol of the masjid. And we sit and we read and we make muzakarat and we read the kitab. We read ahadith. We read two kitab reading. When we we encourage other people to do whatever we learn from one another. And we encourage other people also to learn those things. Then those things will come into my lives and it will come into our lives. Yeah? For that, it is very, very important that we spend time and go and do amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Call people towards good and stop them and prevent them from doing wrong. This is the duty of every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. You are the best of people who have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. What do you do? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You call and you command people to do good and you prevent them from doing wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah. It should have been like this, that you have, first you believe, then you do تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and then you do تَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. No. The Quran says first تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Even if your iman is not strong, if you do تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you call people and you encourage them and you motivate them to do good, and you stop them and prevent them, discourage them from doing wrong, automatically, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, your iman will increase. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Taala, and in this lies our success. Allah says, "Wal takum minkum ummatun," there should be a group who call people towards good, and ya'muruna bil ma'ruf, and they encourage people to do good and stop them from doing wrong. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. Allah says they are the ones that are successful. We're looking for success. Success is in deen. Success in doing this work of da'wat and tabligh. This work of our, this mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected friends, also, if we are going to shy away from this duty of ours, I'm afraid. I'm not going to say anything from my side. In the hadith it is mentioned once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated against the wall and he just got up. And he says, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You must encourage people to do good. And you must stop them. لَا means you must. Emphasis. And لَتَأْمُرُنَّ. What a noon mushaddad. You must. وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you must stop the people from doing wrong. Otherwise, there is a great possibility that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will visit you with such punishment, that punishment, a special type of punishment, where after which you, when you make dua to Allah, Allah will not accept your dua. According to another hadith, that the people who Allah Ta'ala will appoint over you such people to rule your lives, who will not have in their hearts mercy for your young, and they will not have respect for your old. You will make dua to Allah, Allah will not accept your dua. My respected friends, Allah Ta'ala said to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go and destroy the particular village people of that village. Said, Ya Allah, usme to bahut hi buzurg aadmi wahan par hai, tera wali hai, usne kabhi aapki nafarmani nahi ki. He never disobeyed you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pick up the village, throw it onto him, because he saw the people doing wrong and he did not stop them from doing wrong. And look at the benefits, brothers. The benefits of doing amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullah, agar tumne Allah Ta'ala ki madad ki, if you helped Allah, yansurkum, Allah will help you. Don't we need Allah's help, particularly in these times of turmoil and unrest? Don't we want Allah Ta'ala's help? We definitely want Allah Ta'ala's help. So it is, there is more reason, this should be actually the reason for us to go out and leave our homes for a few days. We're not saying, it is not told to us, it's not said to us that leave your house forever and forever. And go out in the path of Allah. Allah will give us success. A lot of muhabbat and love will come between wife and husband, because now absence also makes the heart grow fonder. And when a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when he comes back, and whatever the wife cooks also, mashallah, person appreciates it. The longer you go, the more you will appreciate all the ni'mats. The more we go, the more we will appreciate the ni'mats that Allah has given us in our homes. Otherwise, we take all our ni'mats for granted. So, for this, you find ijtima and johr is taking place. And we know that now johr is about to take place in Stanga from the 25th, 26th, 27th. We are urged to go to the johr and to take our beloved ones, loved ones, our friends, our brothers. So inshallah, we are all prepared, we all make niyat, inshallah we'll go also. And we will do the work of da'wat and tabligh also for our own safety, inshallah. Allah give me also tawfiq to make amal on whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.